Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Allie Breen's here with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a second.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell. Der Preis ist wow, oh, und immer low, oh. Idealo, low, oh, low, oh. Idealo, low, low. Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
The states of Virginia and Ohio alone have produced 15 of our 43 presidents. While a person is eligible for office coming from any of the 50 U.S. states, it is generally considered unlikely that we'll ever have a president from the state of Hawaii. The closest so far came in 1972 when local Hawaiian politician Johnny Mahanaliki made a run for the office. The candidate dropped out of the race upon learning he would need to move from his beach home in Waikiki to the District of Columbia. When hearing this information, he was quoted as saying, "Move to D.C.? Are you kidding me? I quit."
This has been Bob and Tom's Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, hello.
Hi,
and
we're back. Welcome back. Let's talk about sex, baby.
All right.
Let's do it.
You
it's
and me.
Sexy time. And there
Hit
she
it.
Is.
Hit it.
She's the.
Hi, guys. Hi, Allie.
She's the goddess of sexy time. She's the lovely Allie Breen. How tall are you, Allie?
Yes. How tall am I?
Yeah.
So you said almost 5'6".
5'6" of love.
Yeah.
She's the blonde bombshell Allie Breen.
Yes.
She is our sex authority.
Apparently, we've taken a time machine back into 1968.
How would you like to be introduced, Allie? Do you,
I like the sexy time intro you usually give me, that down low sexy
baby.
Time voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, from her...
Thanks a lot, Allie.
From her love pad in New York City.
Allie...
It's sexy time with Allie Breen.
This is a little inside comedy, but are you still often introduced... Let's say there's eight comedians on one show, and you're the only female. Is it our next comedian is a female?
Oh, yeah.
That still happens?
Oh, that still happens. Also, because now people are so much prouder of having a female on the show because it's kind of mandatory, so they really need to point it out.
I think they're going to kind of figure it out when you walk out.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would imagine.
Amazing.
But it's supposedly a big deal on a Colette. Are you guys ready for a lady?
Right. Can you believe we let them on stage?
Exactly.
Now, do you ever get hit on after shows that by guys that
it's happened, but it's pretty rare. I think guys get hit on a lot after shows. Women, not so much. I don't know that it's very attractive to be an opinionated woman up there with a microphone necessarily.
Have you ever been hit on by another woman?
I mean, not related to comedy, but in real life I have.
How'd that go?
I've had a few incidents.
You know how it goes?
By women.
It's none of your business is how it goes.
No, I'm
I've been
curious.
Hit on by a couple before. That's a real weird one.
That happened to me. That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really flattering.
It's flattering, but it's also weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow. Now, Allie will be receiving your letters if you want to send them to her. It's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N on all social media platforms. And ask us to help you with your love troubles. What have we got for starters?
All right, this first one's kind of a soap opera. Dear Allie, I went through a devastating breakup last year when I asked my girlfriend to marry me and she said no.
Oh.
We broke up when our lease ended a month later and a mutual friend of ours comforted me through it and we ended up dating.
Hmm.
Now I just found out that this friend of ours was telling my ex that I wasn't the one for her and that we shouldn't rush into marriage and should take a little break. Oh. So she actually caused my breakup.
Oh.
I thought I was now falling in love with her, but now I'm pretty upset and confused, although I'd be devastated if it ended. What should I do?
You're wrong. That woman did not cause your breakup. If you guys were meant to be together, you would have gotten past whatever she was saying. She was just telling her friend, hey, this isn't right. And she was probably telling her friend something that her friend knew but didn't want to admit.
Or was she trying to steal the guy away from her friend?
This is kind of a gaslighting thing, I think.
I don't think it's any of that.
If I liked a guy, my friend couldn't convince me not to.
Exactly.
Unless it's like, look, I caught him cheating, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you guys like to think cynically, and
that's exactly correct.
Yes, unfortunately, you're void of that quality.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, you're on solid ground.
I am above any cynicism.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This is complicated. I don't know enough to know.
Both things could be true. I mean, she tried to cause the breakup, but it wouldn't have taken if the girl was actually in love with this guy.
Right.
True.
And if he really liked the new girl, there's nothing that could happen that he wouldn't, stay with her if he really liked her.
Maybe this sounds like one of those Dear Penthouse letters that ends in a three-way.
Oh, they all get together and they're a
couple. They all get together.
Yeah.
Which is never
suggested, even as a joke, probably.
No, it's not going to happen.
Throw it out there.
Okay, let's move on. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, for New Year's this year, we went to my wife's sister's house. My wife had too much to drink and she went to lay down early. When midnight struck, I ended up kissing her sister, which was supposed to be a peck.
Here we go.
But it ended up being a pretty long, intimate kiss.
Yikes. Right. It ended.
Now I can't stop thinking about it. Neither one of us have talked about it since, but our friends saw it happen. And so do I need to tell my wife or should I talk to her sister? What do I do?
Clock is ticking.
You are 24 days late to telling your wife.
Right.
No, just pack your bag.
Yeah.
Quit your job.
Yeah, there's some really good gigs up
change
in Alaska right now.
Yeah.
You can change your name. It's real easy.
Yeah. Another state.
Go work on an oil rig off the coast of Texas.
That's right. Work for the doomsday clock people. They're looking for that. That's what I understand.
Man, oh man.
You are screwed.
In a way, you're free to, you've wiped the slate clean. Yeah, just go ahead.
Not only your wife, the whole family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've in one fell swoop.
Sure. If you were trying, it's genius. It's a beautiful move.
The only thing that saves you is that everybody saw it, so you weren't hiding it. So maybe that's a plus one for you.
In a way, I see what you're saying.
Right.
It wasn't that they were trying to get away with it.
So if everybody saw it, how does his wife not know about
already.
It?
Already. Yeah,
I know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And she's waiting for him. She's just waiting to pounce.
Oh, I couldn't wait to tell the wife. I'd be like, did you see what your husband did? You didn't see it. You were asleep, but this is what happened.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Really?
Not asleep. Passed out.
So she deserves what happened. The wife deserves to be cheated on.
Well, you are king of blame the victim, aren't you? You really are. That's what you go to.
Just saying.
It's our own damn fault.
Should have gone easy on the schnapps.
Should have taken a problem.
Taken a Sharpie and drawn some big veiny right in her face. And she wakes up. Happy New Year. Oh, I'm so hungover. Uh-huh. Well, your sister tastes better than you. I got news for you. Okay, we've done no work here that's worked any well. This is very effective. Let's try something else. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend always wants to use toys in bed. I'm okay with it once in a while, but it makes sex seem dirtier and less intimate.
Yeah.
Is it a sign that I should pay attention to that she never wants non-battery operated sex with me?
Well, we don't know enough. Is he being involved at all?
Like with the toys too?
I would hope so. Okay. She's just making him watch.
Hey, Leroy, hit the on switch.
He has to have another person.
I don't know.
Just talk to her.
People like what they like.
Just be thankful that she's getting off.
You at least get to observe.
That's true. I mean, maybe not all the time. Maybe there should be a designated.
Hey, baby. Yeah. I put it on cruise control. I'm going to go watch the game. Good luck. This is a question for our sex toy lady,
Dr. Sadie.
Well, Dr. Sadie would promote the toy part, I would think, not the intimacy part.
Well, she would argue that the intimacy is part. It's all part of it. It's all together.
But I can see where he's coming from.
She needs it. She won't get off unless she has the toys. So you can try it without it.
Try getting something really exotic that like requires you to use both hands just to hold it. All right, as soon as we're done, I'm gonna go tear up the patio.
Oh my goodness! Like a jackhammer?
Yeah. It's a jackhammer. The Jackhammer 1200 with the special ladies attachment.
Boy. What if she's like, ooh, bite down on this. Do this all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bite on my wallet while I use this on you.
Allie, I'm going to tell you a very quick true story. Someone here may back me up. This is an actual thing. You can Google it. Do you know what a Sawzall is?
No.
Is it a reciprocating saw?
Yeah.
Reciprocating saw.
Oh, you're not going to. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to tell it.
I'll just give part of this. It's a saw that...
It moves back and forth.
Yeah.
Each person has an end of.
No, not that one.
It's like a very strong electric knife that you might carve a turkey with.
Yes, that's a very good example.
Like a handheld.
Right.
We had a news story about someone who had one of those, and they attached a dildo-esque device to it.
Good Lord!
So,
all right. You following me so far?
Yeah.
And during the action.
And by the way, they affixed it to an actual blade. But unfortunately, during the action, the adhesive slipped failed. Off.
That was instant episiotomy.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Oh, that.
So the point is, if you're going to do something like that, maybe get store-bought rather than MacGyvering a dildo. That's today's public service. You're welcome. Let's move
on. That sounds like the porn version of the Saw movie.
Yes, it's horrible.
Yeah,
but it's real. It's just awful. Okay, back to Allie. What else you got?
You feel good sharing that with Allie, ruining her day?
No, it was a public service announcement.
Okay.
MacGyver sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, we took the iron. We didn't realize that we bypassed the safety switch.
God. All right.
Yeah.
Let's wipe that out of our minds. Dear Allie, I am dating a guy online who has taken me on the most exciting dates I've ever been on.
Oh.
We've traveled almost every weekend together, and when he's at my place, he'll treat me and all my friends to dinners and going out to clubs, etc. I finally realized my friend mentioned I've never been to his place. He says it's because it's very boring and he wants to keep things exciting with me. What's going on? My friends say he's married, but I've talked to him at all hours of the night, so I don't see how that's possible.
Huh. Do they live in the same city? Do they?
Maybe he lives with his mom.
Yeah, maybe.
You know. Oh, that's interesting.
He have a lot of extra money. Yeah.
If he's spending all this money, he's apparently got it.
What's the problem now? He doesn't want
her to come to his place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's never seen where he lives.
She thinks he's married.
Gotcha.
But didn't you say
But they go away every weekend. I don't know if they're from the same town. You're right. Yeah.
It sounds like they live in different places.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maybe he lives in a really boring place.
But he's exciting himself, you know? Like, shouldn't that be enough?
What are you asking us for?
He's hiding something.
Talk to him.
He is hiding something.
Leave us alone.
No, she said that he said it's just because it's boring. She should air tag him.
Well, obviously.
Throw an air tag on him and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Air tag him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Chris, you don't act like you don't love that idea.
I do not.
Josh has a great idea.
I didn't even air tag
idea.
My kids.
Josh has a great idea. The new Ann Landers column. Hey, don't ask us any questions. Mind your own business. Stop writing me.
What do you want from us? How are we supposed to know what this guy's thinking or where he lives? Talk to him. Next. Yeah, that wouldn't be a very effective column.
This is kind of a cool mystery. Yeah. I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
Yeah. Maybe he does live at home. I like that scenario.
Maybe he lives with
his
like
and he's embarrassed because he's living with his parents again or something.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe his mom has something weird going on and
what if she's actually dating a 16-year-old who lives at home? He's just pretending that he's a man.
He's really mature for his age.
What just happened?
Exactly.
I don't know why you have to make it a sexier story.
Okay, next.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend pays all the bills and fully supports me. She often doesn't want to have sex, and if I push the issue, she starts to bring that up, but I don't contribute.
Oh, my God.
I told her those two things shouldn't be related, and if the genders were reversed, I'd get in trouble for basically trying to equate sex with money. What should I do?
Break up with this person.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, my guess is she's probably exhausted from having two jobs to support your pathetic ass.
Yeah, why is she supporting him?
We don't know. He could be on. He could really be looking for jobs. We don't know.
He could be a writer.
Not looking real hard. You've been around lately. You can't walk into a building without a help wanted sign.
Oh. You got to try harder to seduce her. It sounds like if you're not working, you've got more time on your hands to make it, you know, fancy.
Yeah, you got all day. A MacGyver something to find that thing.
Yeah, figure it out. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Do a dish. something to show.
Get a job.
We don't know anything about it.
No.
But we do know that you're following Chick's advice. Use sex as a weapon.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Always.
That's right.
Well, sorry to hear it.
Okay, good luck.
Sucks to be you. Now leave us alone.
One more time. Stop writing us letters. Allie Breen is our guest. Allibreen on the variety of
they
social
stop
media
writing
platforms.
Us letters. We won't have a second.
Well, of course. That's sort of
okay, what else?
We barely have one now. Really?
What else have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend used to be obsessed with porn and is now obsessed with OnlyFans. The porn thing didn't bother me, but the OnlyFans thing has him interacting with girls in a way that I consider cheating. He says there's no difference. He also goes to strip clubs, and that's way more intimate, and I'm just acting crazy. Who is correct here?
Ooh, this is
I think
Josh.
OnlyFans is more intimate if you're actually communicating back and forth. If you're just watching TV, they don't know you.
Right.
They're like, anyone that's watching, good for you.
I think that's a fair point. But rest assured, there have been some recent articles about OnlyFans that are showing that he's not talking to the girl.
Oh, that's true.
He's talking to a dude in a cubicle.
Yeah, an AI generator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
hey, Morty, you got any more menthols?
Yeah.
I got a hot one online, too.
Right. This guy keeps tipping me. I got to keep pretending I'm this chick.
Yeah.
So he's one of these morons that think these women actually like him. That's the problem.
Well, he may even be into it. He may not, you know, I don't.
But if she's this upset about it.
You're right, Chip.
You should probably talk about
it. Does he have a job?
He should respect it.
At least if he's got a job, he's better than the last loser.
Right. Also, if she was okay with him going to strip clubs, that is more. I mean, you're actually interacting with the person at a strip club.
Yeah. But
it sounds like she didn't like the strip clubs either, though, right?
That sounded neutral, but...
Yeah, it did sound like that was part of the that's okay thing.
The OnlyFans really bothers her. Hmm. I'm with Josh, though. I don't think that's a problem because I don't think a lot of those
girls
anyone's
talking to the real person.
Yeah.
Might be nice to...
Because remember, Allie, when you start yours, the guys will actually be talking to me.
Well, that's right. Going to, exactly.
Right.
People might actually subscribe to talk to you, Josh.
Wait a minute. So
after hearing this,
I don't
maybe.
All right. So just pictures of you. Yeah, look at Allie. Talk to Josh.
Right.
Yeah, just call it that.
Not a bad combo.
Now, would they be talking to you about the pictures of Allie?
I could talk to them about anything.
They would be saying, "Hi, Allie. How are you today?" And I would write back, "I'm great. I just bought some new high heels." That kind of thing.
Oh, that works.
Would you like to see pictures? And if they go, "Yes, here's $10," I'd have to quickly text Allie. Send me pictures of your high heels.
And Allie, you said there is one comedian who is doing OnlyFans.
I'm sure there's a few, but there's one that I know that's done OnlyFans. She's making so much money.
Is she posing in provocative poses with no clothes on? Or?
Oh, yeah. I think she goes full out for sure. Yeah. Because she has jokes about how everyone has seen every part of her in the crowd, pretty much.
This is an open mic.
it's Roseanne.
You know, comedy shows that are all naked comedy shows. Have you guys seen those?
What?
They have those in New York.
Oh, really? No kidding.
They have all
have
naked?
You never seen that, Josh?
No, we've talked to comedians who've done nudist colony shows, never an actual nude show like in New York
City. And at the nudist places, they have the option.
Right.
But
these
people are nude on stage.
They're nude on stage.
Is the audience nude as well? Phenomena. Is the audience nude as well?
No.
I actually did go. It was it was Louis Anderson. Oh. I wish I had. I wish I'd gone a different time.
That was a while ago.
Wow. You had a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Notice you have bad teeth or you're too busy
you never forget
staring
it.
At his sack.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.